Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for Mahalo Monday. Talk Story Tuesday and Wipeout Wednesday Surf Report, all brought to you by Ron John Surf Shop, one of a kind, Cocoa Beach, Florida. Thanks for Ron John's for sponsor report for many, many, many years here at Guru. And we're getting ready to end the year, and it looks like nice weather out there, but not much for a bunch of surf out there. Maybe a background bump, right tides only. And it's a little smaller than it was over the weekend and last week, so really not a whole bunch going on. There is a pesky little background bump, but it doesn't have a lot of juice to it. Hey, we've got a big shout out today for AC over there at Lowe's. He's keeping things down up there at the Indian Harbor Beach, and he's got some killer surfboards over there, and he stopped in at the Lowe's and looked for AC. He's in there working during the day. Maybe you'll catch him up at Paradise Beach. Anyway, nice talking with you, AC. So, yeah, surf's going to be small this week. We got the in-between week, last week of the year. New Year's coming up on the weekend, and a lot of football games going on to keep you occupied. Also, the fishing weather is pretty good. Offshore fishing has calmed down out there. We've got light winds offshore mostly, not too much wind onshore. So the ocean's laid down a little bit to get out there and get outside a little bit. Also, the beach fishing's calmed down a lot. And it looks like the river's going to be semi-clean too, because the winds aren't going to be too strong for the next 3 or 4 days. It does look like after Wednesday or so, Thursday and Friday, winds pick up out of south as a weak cold front's going to try to make its way through. But Swami looked ahead. It looks like a clear week with no rain, light winds out of the west, southwest, the northwest, onshore light in the afternoons, and just like beautiful weather out there. So get out and enjoy it, and enjoy the last of this year of 2021. And we'll be back for the Wipeout Wednesday to see if the surf changes. But better be checking for that lower tide. Probably best to get it on it in the morning too, before the wind switches. It'll probably come on shore 5 to 10 later on today in the afternoons. Now it looks like good weather all the way through. We'll be back for the Wipeout Wednesday. You guys take it easy. Surf Guru. See ya.